Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Michael Rotunda picks your music on Mondays, and it's System of a Down's Chop Suey. True Rebel live on a Monday. We are joined in the studio by Nick Santomassasso. We're going to call him Nick Santo for short because that's how he goes on the Instagram and on social media. He is truly an inspiration. And Nick, we really appreciate you being here, man. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, dude, it's our pleasure to expose you to hopefully people who are unfamiliar with you and your story. And why don't you tell people what they need to know about Nick Santo, what you're all about, and your travels through life, my man.
So Nick Santomassasso, I just turned 21. And I was born with Hanhart syndrome. And what Hanhart syndrome is a super rare genetic disorder that either leaves the babies with undeveloped limbs or undeveloped organs. And I was the 12th baby in the world that ever had this syndrome. It was a super rare syndrome.
Wow.
And the doctors told my parents, he's got about a 30% chance to live. Because usually the babies are born with undeveloped organs and
right.
later leads to death. So I was born and they did tests on my organs. I was 100% healthy. That's why I'm grateful to be here, just living in a state of gratitude always.
How about that? From jump, you got immediate perspective because you see so many people who have the same condition who don't have the good fortune to have all of their organs intact,
absolutely.
Robbing them of years of their life.
Absolutely.
So already people view you as someone, the guy's born behind the eight ball, but realistically you view yourself as could be, but instead my organs are healthy, therefore I'm just going to keep chugging along.
Absolutely. It could be worse. So from the moment I was born, doctors immediately put limitations on me. Like your son's not going to be able to be independent. Your son's not going to be able to feed himself. Whole list. I had a whole list growing up my whole life.
Right.
And I always tell people, the biggest motivational speech you can give me is telling me I can't do something.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to try it regardless.
Absolutely.
So, growing up, I didn't really realize I was different, at a young age, just going through life. And as I got to middle school, high school, most judgmental times of your life, I kind of realized, I was super different. And that was my low point. Middle school was my low point. And my big question was why?
Right.
Why was I born like this? Why do I have to go through all these challenges?
Why me?
Yeah, why me? Exactly. And I didn't know my purpose. And going through high school, I got up to sophomore year and I wanted to be a wrestler. All my best friends were wrestlers. My older brother was a wrestler for the same high school. I wanted to be a wrestler. But at the time, my right arm, my short arm, was a little bit longer,
okay.
And the bone was growing faster than the skin, so it was very pointy, and I couldn't really touch it on things. Very super sensitive.
Right.
And I just like anything I want to do in life, 110%. And
yeah.
I came home one day, said, "Hey, mom and dad, I want to be a wrestler. What about your arm? Let's amputate it." And are you kidding, Nick? Are you kidding? No, this is something I really want to do. Let's schedule an amputation. I want to trim down my arm. And here are the scars. And
so you could wrestle.
Absolutely. I shaved my arm down so it had cushion, a lot more comfortable. I'm so glad I did it. And, I just want to stop and, give a perspective. The only disability I saw was the fact that my arm hurt, not the fact that I had no legs and one arm, because
right.
I knew my hard work and dedication would make up for my lack of limbs.
Had you talked to the county about if you did get your arm, shaved down, that they would let you wrestle?
They wanted me on the wrestling team prior.
Yeah.
They were like, dude, it would be sweet if you could wrestle, and that was the only thing in my head that was holding me back. So
yeah.
I knew I was allowed to be able to wrestle.
Man,
absolutely.
So you get the operation, everything's a success, and they say, "All right, Nick, you wanted it, you got to go out and get it. You're going to be a wrestler."
Yeah. So I got the arm amputated. I went through a recovery. I remember it was Halloween. I didn't get the trick or treat, but that's the one thing that stands out.
Sure.
And I went through the recovery, and then my junior year I tried out for the wrestling team, and I was JV. You know how you have a JV and you have a varsity?
Sure.
And JV, I got my butt kicked, and I expected this, you know, because I had no idea what I was doing. But I'm in the room with my brothers, you know, my friends, and I'm like, you know, I don't want anything less than 100% on me. Like, beat me up. And that's what they did. And my senior year, I came out as the 106-pound varsity wrestler for Central Regional High School.
Dude, that is so awesome.
Like I said, it was another reason to prove to myself and to prove to the people. At first, they were like, you know, you can't be an athlete. And then I went and did it and became a varsity athlete.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, like, I did it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, wrestling saved my life because I was in that low point. And wrestling, when I went out onto the mat, you know, I would have gymnasiums packed to watch me wrestle. And I wasn't very good. Like, I'll admit it. I wasn't very good. I had, like, 3 wins my senior year. But, you know, when I come off the mat and there's parents coming up to me and kids coming up to me, like, tearing up, saying, you know, my kid never did a sport. And watching you give it your all on the mat, like, he wants to do track, he wants to do all this, and they're thanking me. And that was my, like, I realized, yo, like, this is your why. Like, you're here to impact others by doing something that you love.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, you know, I'm 18, and I'm like, wow, like, I found my why. Like, I need to pursue this hard.
Yeah, because any kid who has any sort of limitation that is placed on him by either himself or someone else can look at a guy like you who's been told ever since he was a little kid, you physically can't do this.
Yes.
You give those people not just a voice, but a presence. They can look at you and go, man, this guy is overcoming insurmountable odds just to keep going every day, let alone setting a goal like wrestling and then making the team as a senior.
Yes.
Dude, that's incredible, Nick.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a creep, but I'm trying to read your tattoo as we're doing the interview. What does that say?
So the one on my bicep, it says, you laugh at me because I'm different. I laugh at you because you're all the same.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and that's not even like in the physical form of a body.
Right.
Strictly, it's just, I always try to tell people, like, don't be a sheep.
No,
you know?
Be different.
Hell yeah.
Be the guy who's not afraid to ask that extra question or express an opinion
Absolutely.
That people might not find popular. I like to be different. Yes, Michael Rotunda.
I was just giving him a...
we thought she had her hand raised.
I'm thinking
she's like, preach, hallelujah. We are in the studio with Nick Santo. Check him out on Instagram. It is Nick Santo...
534.
Thank you, Seth.
Boom.
I saw that you did some stuff with The Walking Dead, with, what is it, Andrew Lincoln? Is that Officer Rick? Oh, how did you get hooked up with those guys?
So, that's something that I didn't mention during that little phase. So, as I was doing the wrestling... The app Vine came out.
Yeah, I remember
and,
that.
And you know, I'm still trying to find my why. And I was like, you know, I want to put something out on the internet that no one has ever done in the world, because if I do that, it's gonna catch.
Yeah.
And then if I gain a following, it'll be a bigger outlet for me to spread, you know, positive vibes.
No doubt.
And so the Inspire and Entertain, I wanted to show these kids, like, look at Nick, like, doing this stuff, like, not caring about his, like, physical differences, like, I could be happy too, kind of thing.
Right.
I dressed up as a zombie and I went to my local Walmart and I scared someone.
Oh.
And you know, I crawled around the corner and went,
"Rah." That's messed up, man.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
That's more of the entertain than Inspire.
But like I said, have you ever seen it done?
No.
So I put this thing on Vine and I'm like, man, I hope this gets a couple hundred likes. I wake up in the morning, has 80,000 likes, 80,000 revines.
Dang.
And it went internationally viral. I was getting, you know, interviewed by every country, you know, just, you know, this kid making what people call disability into, like, a positive.
Right.
And so I kept posting those videos, and in under a year I gained over 1 million followers on Vine. And you know, I was Nick the zombie prank guy, the zombie king.
Yeah, and I'm seeing these highlights of you pranking zombies. So then you're doing that. How do you get hooked up with the guys from The Walking Dead?
So Fox International contacted me and said, you know, hey man, we're doing a press release, a tour for the new season, and we want you to prank Norman Reedus. And they're like, there's no better guy than you. Yeah. You know, we'll hire you. Come out to Tokyo, Japan. They put me up in the Ritz. We had a great time in Tokyo for a week. And the funny thing is, I had to, before the prank was done, I had to stay on the down low because Norman already knew who I was through the internet.
No way.
If he would have saw me in the same hotel as him in Japan, in Tokyo, yeah, absolutely. So, like, they took me through the secret elevators and stuff. Great time.
So what was it like pranking him and getting Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl in The Walking Dead, to think you were a zombie guy?
So, you know, he thought he was going into an interview, and they rolled a trolley cart in, and I was under the trolley cart, and they had like snacks on top of it. You know, my parents are in the other room in the waiting room. Everyone's watching. I have an earpiece in, and the sheriff, he's Andrew Lincoln. He's in my ear. And they roll me in.
Is he in your British style? Is that, okay, well, I mean, looks like Norman Reedus is coming into the room, right?
Yes. And, you know, I'm sitting there and, like, there's a cloth there. And I'm like, wow, like, Norman Reedus is on the other side of that cloth. Like, I didn't know if I was going to get anything out.
Sure.
I thought I was going to go to, like, screech and it would just be quiet. So I'm sitting there and then all you hear is, go, Nick, go. And I go out, and that's when I did the scare.
Oh, man. Oh, and he reached out, and he gave you a hug, too. Look at that. Oh, and then Andrew Lincoln and everybody comes in. There's Ashton Kutcher, and you've been punked. Nick Santo is in the studio with us, born with no legs, an underdeveloped right arm, and a left arm, which has one finger.
Nick, who inspired you? Because it almost seems like you inspired yourself.
Yeah. Do you have a figure, that someone who is a good figurehead for you along the way, or is this, does this all come within?
So, you know, it was hard. I feel like it was hard for me to look up to someone that I could compare to. And there are two people that stand out. Nick Vujicic. Nick Vujicic is that that preacher with no legs or arms that goes around speaking. I actually met him when I was about 10 or 12. I went to one of his speeches at a church, and we met backstage. And Kyle Maynard. Kyle Maynard, he was a wrestler. He was born, he has no legs and has like shorter arms like me. He climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Like, he's a beast.
Wow, geez.
And, like, we're buddies. Like, we keep in touch. We're going to be linking up. But, like, that, those are the two people that inspired me, like, that I can compare to.
Yeah. We, you know, Nick, a lot of people fail to have perspective a lot of the times. And all of us who have two arms and two legs, we say, oh, we can't do something. Or, oh, woe is my life because I'm having a hard time paying my bills. For people like that, do you want to inspire them? Do you want them to get them to realize that, hey, man, it's not as bad as you think it could be because someone has it worse? Or do you kind of realize that it's all relative and everyone's struggles are their own, but you can still be a light to those people?
I feel like, you know, I don't want to even throw any negative vibes anyone's way. So, like, the only thing I could do is put advice out there and show you, you know, physical examples of me being happy. And if you implement it into your life, then you implement it to your life. But, you know, like, for the people that don't want to and don't want to change your life, like, hey, you do you. Like, I'm not trying to throw any bad vibes anyone's way, you know?
Only positive vibes.
Absolutely.
That's Micah Rotunda.
Nick, what made you move to Tampa? Because you just moved here, right?
Yes, I just moved to Tampa about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And, you know, where I was at back home, I couldn't grow. I couldn't grow the way I wanted to grow. And my mentor, Chris Cavallini, who is the CEO of Nutrition Solutions, mm-hmm. He's my mentor, basically my big brother. And, you know, with his set of people and the environment and even for the fitness industry and the speaking industry, like, I needed to get out of my little town.
Yeah.
And I needed to grow. So, you know, I made that investment in myself, and this was an amazing move for my career, all my careers.
Just a warning for you, when people see you around town, now they might yell LOD. It stands for Legion of Drew. It's just they're showing up to our show. So, you know, they're not calling you names or anything. You know, you stand out someone in a crowd. So when you see Nick around town, please welcome him to Tampa. And now if you say LOD, he'll know what the hell you're talking about. he's an inspirational guy for sure.
All right, Nick, you're able to drive without any problems?
Yes, I drove here on my own.
Wow.
So
what?
My car is, I'm grateful that, you know, my parents were able to get me the car that I wanted and the adaptions. And my car, basically, I drive the steering wheel with my left arm, one hand, and then it's like a boat lever or plane throttle.
Right.
So I push forward for gas and I pull back for brake. And then I do all the blinkers myself and all the...
You ever got into an accident? You can be
honest.
I have not.
No. I'm a very good driver.
Man alive. Because you imagine you get into an accident, you get out, you're like, you son of a... Okay, I'm sorry, man.
Are you good at texting and driving?
I've done it. I texted, I said I'm 3 minutes away.
Oh, you did. Don't do that. It's dangerous.
No texting and driving.
Very, very dangerous.
Okay, so I don't know if you have been following Nick on Instagram. I started about a week ago when Micah told me about him.
Same.
I mean, he posts his workouts that he's doing. He's
Beast.
Like... Like flipping tires, it is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, how did you get to the point? I mean, how did you get to the point where you're able to do those things?
So after Vine, you know, Chris instilled in me, you know, like, dude, you have a lot of potential. You have so much potential, and I realized, you know, I could spread much more value than just being a prankster.
Right.
You know, I could be, you know, I made the decision that I wanted to be a fitness model, I wanted to be a bodybuilder, and I wanted to be a motivational keynote speaker. And I made an announcement, and all these people followed me for my pranks at the time. And, you know, I posted that this is what I'm going to do from now on. And I started posting fitness videos. And for like a year straight, I didn't get as much love. You know, some people are like, dude, I like your pranks. You know,
right.
They had their own opinions. Absolutely. And, you know, I wanted people to realize that I was serious, and I dialed in on my training, and I dialed in on my eating, you know, getting prepped by Nutrition Solutions. Like, that's all I eat. Like, I eat super clean. And, you know, my body just kept getting better and better. And last year, I got signed to Cage Muscle, which is the number one rated supplement company in the world on bodybuilding.com right now. And that was just, again, just show myself and show other people, like, you told me I couldn't do this, and I did this. I told you I was going to do this. 6 months after, I got contacted by Reebok to work on the Be More Human campaign, the same campaign that Conor McGregor and J.J. Watt were on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's happening, and I tell people, you know, I'm not stopping until everything that I say is done. Like, I tell you what I'm going to do, and this is what's going to happen.
Man, what a guy. This guy sets goals. He's out to inspire the world and entertain as well.
John Senning also eats very clean. Tell Nick about that donut dinner he had the other night.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure he has the same meal all the time, because it's a very nutritional meal that helps build muscle.
Yeah, I ate multiple donuts for dinner the other night.
Awesome. Wait, I got something.
All right.
So yesterday, I'm actually prepping... I'm stepping on stage September 9th for Men's Physique competition in Tampa, the Iron Bay.
Oh, good. I'll see you there. Me too.
Yes. So, like, this is me making a statement, and this is me making history. No one's ever stepped on stage like this before.
Right.
But my last cheat meal was yesterday. I had, like, 6 Krispy Kremes.
Yeah.
That is the only thing that you two have in common. That is, wow, 6 Krispy Kremes.
Were they traditional glazed, or
they were all different kinds? Yeah. They got to get a variety there.
Nice. Yeah. See, now you're inspiring. He knows how to reach and inspire everyone. He's got John Senning in his pocket.
He's
now.
Touched me. I have a question, Nick. I was looking through your Instagram, and I see it appears that you were actually training with the modern day Maharaja, the WWE champion, Jinder Mahal.
Yes.
Was he a friend that you made when you got to town? And have you been training with him?
Yes. Amazing man. I know him through Nutrition Solutions and Chris Cavallini. I mean, we work out, and there's going to be future workouts with me and him.
Awesome.
You know, that guy's the man.
How do we get to work out with you?
I can't handle it.
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 6:45 at Tampa Bay Conventional Center. I'll be doing cardio with the Nutrition Solutions team. Come on by.
Man. I would feel so guilty taking a knee. I'd be like, I'm sorry, Nick. I can't anymore. I'm old.
I'm not like that. You keep going.
No, I bet. I am. He is Nick Santo, 534 on Instagram. Follow him there and follow all of his pursuits. Man, you're a heck of a guy, Nick. You've inspired us all here today, and I'm sure everyone listening is going to walk away a changed person. You have found your why, man. You found your purpose in this world, and it's an honor to be able to bring it to people.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
No, man, thank you for this opportunity. Unbelievable. Micah, great job once again. Last week, Samoa Joe. Today, Nick Santo. I'm glad we brought her on the show.
Me too.
We'll come back with a little It's Okay, It's Not Okay. One we've never covered before. It involves breastfeeding, but breastfeeding while doing some other activity that I'm hard-pressed to say that this one could possibly be okay. You'll find out what it is and whether or not it's okay next on Drew Garabo Live. Thank you, Nick.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.